Now a second muleteer appeared. Unaware of what had happened to the first, who lay spread as flat as paper on the ground, he too approached the trough intending to water his mules. Without a word of warning, Don Quixote raised his lance over his head and cleft the poor man's skull in half. When the friends of the two men saw what had happened, a hail of stones immediately followed, but Don Quixote shouted so loud that they withdrew in fright, and he resumed his vigil, pacing back and forth before his armor. By this point, the innkeeper had had enough. Hoping to avoid further misfortunes, he apologized for the rudeness of the other guests, and proclaimed that by his valor and the fact that 4 hours had passed, Don Quixote had fully satisfied the requirements of knighthood. With the two maidens in attendance, he began to read from the ledger in which he kept his household accounts, while a young boy held aloft a half-burned candle. Midway through, he grabbed Don Quixote's sword and struck him sharply on the neck and then on the shoulder, continuing to read in a pious voice as if he were saying his devotions.